Hello, today is Friday, April 4th, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the March 2008 U.S. employment situation that was quite dismal. About the only positive thing that can be said about it was that at least it was consistent with other recent economic news. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate rose 0.3% to 5.1% in March. That 5.1% unemployment rate was the result of 434,000 more people unemployed, a civilian labor force that expanded by 410,000, and 24,000 fewer people employed in March. About 225,000 fewer people were not in the workforce, for a total of around 79 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 80,000, brought down by weak job growth in the service-providing sector, along with a familiar development, declines in the goods-producing sectors. Manufacturing jobs continue to evaporate like the morning dew on a warm spring day, with a 48,000 job loss, while the construction sector continued to crumble with a loss of 51,000 jobs that was across all major subsectors. But natural resources and mining dug down deep to bring out 6,000 more jobs in March. The service-providing sector saw job growth of only 13,000 new jobs, as February's revised figures showed growth of only 6,000. In the first quarter of 2008, the service-providing sector added only 12,000 jobs. The retail trade sector returned 12,400 jobs in March, which included a loss of 9,000 jobs in building material and garden supply stores, no doubt due to the weak housing sector. Now you'll know why you can't find someone to help you at your local garden center. Professional and business services also declined in March, with a loss of 5,000, brought down by a big loss in temporary help services. More on that in a moment. Education and health services was one of the few bright spots in this dreary employment report. Educational services brought in 7,800 new jobs, while most subsectors in health care and social assistance, which added 33,500 jobs, saw job growth. The exception was outpatient care clinics that reduced the number of jobs by 2,400, and hospitals were healthy with 13,700 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality, benefiting from a weak dollar bringing in foreign tourists, welcomed 18,000 new jobs last month. The government added 18,000 jobs as well. In March, local governments adding 13,000 jobs, while state governments brought in 3,000 jobs, and federal employers added 2,000 jobs. More bad news for temporary help services. In March 2008, temporary help services employment was 2,519,400, and that was down 21,600, or 0.8% from the previous month, and down 4.5% from March 2007. However, the loss was greater in February, when temporary help employment was down 33,600 from January, so perhaps the downward trend is slowing. Only time will tell. Temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.83% of all jobs in March. It ended 2007 at 1.87%. The number of jobs plummeted in March, and that resulted in the economy losing 232,000 jobs in the first quarter of 2008. That breaks down to 78,000 jobs lost in January, 78,000 jobs lost in February, and now 80,000 in March. It appears that the job losses are accelerating. If that's not enough bad news, the number of discouraged workers, people who have given up looking for work because they couldn't find any, is up. Not to mention that involuntary part-time workers, those who would prefer a full-time job but can only find a part-time job, continues to rise as well. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.